Lord, we praise you. I was very encouraged tonight. The Lord Jesus was such a burnt offering. For the natural man, it doesn't sound so nice. When you hear what happens to the ox, but when you see, that was the experience of the Lord. He put all natural things aside to do the will of the Father. And this life we have received through faith in us, we can activate it. And we can say, Lord, I want to have on my forehead the name of the Father and the name of the city, to give ourselves fully for that. That's really rewarding that for the Father and for this eternal city. That's the greatest goal, and that shall be visible on our forehead. I found a good song that talks about the burnt offering for the house. That's the song 250. It's about the oath of David. I do not want to enter my house, and my eyes shall not sleep until you have a dwelling place. It's in stanza 2, it's about how you want to build your own house. The burnt offerings are for our personal experience and for our transformation. But the burnt offerings also that we give ourselves for His house, that we can be reliable, that He can build the house with us. Let's sing a song 250. That song is also available in English. Song 250. It's good the Lord has to be able to rely on us. In Leviticus 1, it talks about the voluntary offerings. But in chapter 6, it's an order. It's no longer voluntarily. But if you are a priest, morning by morning you have to put wood on the altar. You have to keep the fire burning 24 hours. And I noticed you have to pay a price for that. You put the wood in the morning that the burnt offering fire doesn't go out. And that's an order for the priests in Leviticus 6. Tell the sons of Aaron, and every morning we should put wood . How can we serve the Lord outside of the burnt offering in ourselves? That's why we constantly need this burnt offering. And I noticed it costs a price to get up in the morning and to put wood on the altar. It's wonderful. And then you add a peace offering. It's an obligation for the priests. That's not just voluntary. The voluntary offerings are being added to it. But in chapter 6, it's a privilege that really changes us. That was Leviticus 6, verse 8, command Aaron and his sons. We shall be... The Lord shall be able to rely on us one day like this, the other day. Every morning, we can put the wood on the altar that we're burning to do His will. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you've called us to be your holy city, the bride of the Lamb. That you've bought with your blood. You did not save us for ourselves, but that we can be obedient to you and live for you. Father, we come to you as a burnt offering. We don't want to live by our own wishes, our own thoughts, or love ourselves. We want to hear you and to follow you and belong to you. We say, not our will, but your will be done. In the middle of the city is your throne. Help us. Teach us to listen to you and cleanse us from all rebellion. Preserve us to live by our own thoughts. We want to have your name and the name of your city on our forehead. And to not be busy with earthly things, but only with your will and with your city. Let us be people that you can rely on, that are faithful. Yeah, let us be like Jasper. Holy Spirit, work in us, transform our character, that we can be tools of heaven, that you can use for your eternal city. We don't want to live for ourselves, but for him who loves us and gave himself for us. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, when in the morning and in the evening prepare the burnt offering, we use the we put the wood, we put our own humanity, our own things on the burnt offering altar, and so we can be transformed. We just sang, the time is here. What does that mean for us? It means we need the Lord as burnt offering. I noticed, otherwise, we start wasting our time. It's really scary. What can take up our mind? What vain things? Like things that mean nothing, that take up our capacity. And I think, Lord, what's happening with us? The time is short before the Lord is coming back. My sister, Safra, died June 15th. That's over a month ago. She went to the Lord. She finished the race. And since then, in me is, how much time do I have left? And what do I do with that time? Am I wise to invest into the kingdom? We have to ask ourselves. Because every day that passes by does not come back. One man who started believing in an old age and wasted his life in sin. He started believing with 75. And he said, and then for 2 years he was preaching the gospel to people. And he said, I wasted my life. But to the young people, he said. And he said, don't waste your life, but take the hand that the Lord is offering you. And it shows me today, we also have to repent according to the word of the Lord. How do we use our time? Lord, give me a wise heart. and an awakened spirit that we can finish the work of the Lord. One sister really admonished us. She visited us in Heilbronn. Usually she didn't talk much. She was from Cameroon. And then she said to us, "And I have something on my heart I have to tell you." She said, I spent 6 hours in the Word and in prayer. When I'm in the kitchen, when I do something, I can't do anything but 6 hours. And then we thought about ourselves. If we didn't spend 6 hours like that, we would be so burning. It was an admonition. How do I spend my time? It's really about the burnt offering. May the Lord give us an understanding heart to invest our time for the kingdom.